Wednesday afternoon, Tesvav Cheshvan, Lady Shirin Chavis Halvavus, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, up to the list of enticements of the Yetzer Hara when you do a mitzvah, how he ruins the mitzvah. We'll be starting in around 60 seconds. I turn to Mulani Chavis Halvavus, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hay, and V'ro'ui Shenavo'er Ata. Is that that what? Do you have that? V'ro'ui Shenavo'er Ata Menachele Kasheni Hazeh Dimyonim. Yeah, is that? What page is that on? With, thank you. 504 with the English translation. He's getting into a new set of enticements of the Yetzer Hara. And the new set is, interestingly enough, when you do a mitzvah. How the Yetzer Hara will ruin the mitzvah, will be makalkal the mitzvah, will turn the mitzvah into an avera. He has different methods. Maybe you'll become a Baal Gaiva. Maybe he'll get you to do it l'shem kavod. Maybe he'll get you to do it. He comes up with fascinating insights into the human character, and he says, watch out for this, watch out for that. Sometimes a person says, oh, I don't want to be frum openly, I'll only do things betzina, I'll only do it quietly, thinking, oh, I'm doing such a great mitzvah, I'm doing mamash what the Chavis Halvavus always says, to do things betzina. But meanwhile, it's something that the world can use a role model for, and they're missing that. And meanwhile, let's say if a person always davens at home, let's say a man would always daven at home because he wants to daven with kavanah, and he doesn't want to be a Baal Gaiva, and he doesn't want to stand a 15-minute Shmona Esrei in shul, so he decides he'll daven at home. But then slowly, when you daven at home, you, unfortunately, but it's the reality, it takes on a different character than when you daven in shul. And v'chahena, he's going to list around 12 ways that the Yetzer Hara will ruin a mitzvah. Till now we're talking about averos, and now we're talking about mitzvahs that the Yetzer Hara will ruin. Chavis Halvavos, in keeping with the name Chavis Halvavos, talks about mostly that the kavana is warped. You do it for the wrong reasons, you do it with a cheshbon of schar, you do it with a cheshbon of kavod, you do it because of one-upsmanship, gaiva, you do it to put down another person, you don't find any joy in your mitzvahs. And as I say, he'll go on from the least subtle to the most subtle. Actually, the Mesillas Yesharim, in chapter 20 of Mesillas Yesharim, when he talks about Chassidus meaning going beyond the letter of the law, so he has a perek there called Mishkal HaChassidus. Mishkal HaChassidus. It's a famous phrase, if you don't know it, so you know it now. Mishkal HaChassidus of the Mesillas Yesharim. And that's, Mishkal means to weigh. Weigh your actions. He says whenever you, and the Mesillas Yesharim talks about it from a different perspective. It's the same idea that a mitzvah could ruin you as well if you're not careful, and you have to be careful. But whilst the Chavis Halvavus talks about the purity of thought, the Mesillas Yesharim talks about, like, if if I want to daven v'sikin every day, and that's very frum, and that's a wonderful thing to do, but then I end up being tired the rest of the day, and I can't really, I'm not myself, I'm not alert, and I end up snapping at my spouse, and not having patience for my kids, and putting my head down, I'm supposed to be learning, because I daven v'sikin, so I end up being tired. Or the famous, Gedalia ben Achikam, that refused to accept Lashon Hara even in a mutter dikka way, which is to be choshesh that it may be true, He said, no, I'm firm, Chassidus, beyond the letter of the law, I don't even, and tragedy ensued. Or the famous Gemara about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when they didn't want to kill the person that had put the mum in the korban that the Romans sent. Sometimes when you give Musar, you cause a Chilul Hashem. You have to give Musar with Seichel. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know, not every time and place is appropriate for giving Musar. These are all examples. Shem Shemitzvah Lomar Dover HaNishma, Kach Mitzvah Shelo Lomar Dover She'eno Nishma. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to be quiet. That's a very tough call. You really need a rabbi, you need someone to help you judge, because maybe you're just being lazy, and maybe you don't want to stand up against society, or you don't want to stand up against the prevailing mood. On the other hand, sometimes that's why it's called mishkal. You always have to make a judgment if it's worthwhile to do what you're doing. Sometimes being overly sneistic calls attention to yourself. That's the famous Mishkal HaChassidus of, or he says those that, I don't know if you're familiar with this, if you're Machmir to do like Beis Shammai, when Beis Shammai is Machmir and we Paskin like Beis Hillel, so in the Mishkal HaChassidus that's a big mistake, because Enochlam you want to be from and you're being Machmir. But in the general Mishkan HaChassidus, you're ruining things for Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael needs to have a psak, and this is what we follow, and this is the din. And by your doing like Beis Shammai, people are going to say, well, the psak's not so clear, and it's not so sure who we paskin like. So that's, the Mesillas Yesharim deals with actions, that your actions might lead to bad results, which is also, to a degree, the type of thing the Chavis of Olvis is talking about. Yeah, the Chavis of Olvis was around 500-600 years before the Mesillas Yesharim. I'm just comparing the idea that mitzvos are not always a free pass. You want to examine your deeds and be careful about them. You want to do Chavis Halvavis to them. That's what the Chavis of Olvis talks about. Make sure your intentions and your motives are pure. Don't let the Yetzirah warp and ruin a mitzvah you do. Once you, if you let him, you'll say, what's wrong? Big deal. So first of all, he'll prevent you from reaching shleimus, which is that the purity of thought should be there. And second of all, then you're in slippery slope territory, because once the Yetzirah gets his claws into you, he doesn't let go so quickly. And once he's controlling your actions, so today it's to be frum for the wrong reasons, but then it doesn't take long to do things wrong for the right reasons, and then you end up doing things wrong for the wrong reasons. That's the slope. Many figures in Nach have done the wrong things for the right reasons. That's also like a major Yetzirah. Anyway, V'roi shenavora tom en achelek hasheni hazeh, a second set. Dimyonim means examples. Will extrapolate. He doesn't. I am not giving an exhaustive list, as says the Chavis Halvavis. By no means. These enticements of the Yetzirah, even though like we would be probably hard pressed to come up with whatever he did not think of, but he says it's not an exhaustive list. If you remember from the very beginning of this parak, there's no enemy like the Yetzirah. He doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. He just keeps on trucking. He doesn't give up. He's not lazy. He keeps coming up with new chidushim. V'yizor adam mehem b'olam hazeh k'shayeda osam. And I'm teaching this to you so that you can be careful, so that a flag goes up when you find yourself thinking a certain way. So it should, a red flag goes up in your head. That's what Chassal Mother says. I'm teaching this to you even before it's nogeya, so when you review it and you think about it, you learn to recognize it, and he can't sneak in, because, as I said, a red flag goes up. Now he says an amazing, amazing statement, and very depressing. So if you get depressed easily, just tune out for the next minute. He says, you know, everybody heard the expression, every cloud has a silver lining. Chavis Halvavis is now going to say, every silver lining has a cloud. There's no such thing as pure pure good in this world. You always have to be on the lookout. Good can be used for evil. Good can be used for evil. And you got to be careful. And he really makes a remarkable statement. Look, he says, Ki ein inyan me inyane hatova. There is nothing in this world that's ostensibly good. Ella im yeshlo pega. Ella im yeshlo means unless Hashem made the world, that there's always bechira. A person could be mekalkel the world. This is especially a very, very famous nefesh achayim approach to life. You can be mekalkel. The world is totally in you. You can be mekalkel the world, and you can be mesakein the world. And no matter how good something seems, and it's the most wonderful thing in the world, and it's great, there's no. It's not automatic. It's not automatically that way. Yeah, you can ruin it. You can ruin it. Hashem created the ability to ruin it. And again, he'll be talking about doing things for the wrong reasons and doing things for evil reasons and having bad motivations. Ela im yeshlo pega sheyafsid also. That's the most remarkable statement. There's nothing good in this world unless it's accompanied with a way to make it bad, to ruin it. And therefore, his point is, he's not just trying to scare you into buying a lot of chagas halavuses. He gets a commission on each one sold. He's trying to tell you to be on the alert. And, you know, sometimes that in itself is depressing. We don't want to always be on the alert. Can I take off for like a week and just chill? Like, and maybe you could. I don't know. Maybe you could. Maybe you could take off for a week, you know. But the... You have to absorb everything we learned anyway. It's like I say, you always listen to shiurim on tapes. You're always listening. You never have time to think about what you've heard. And that's a makkah of something good. In fact, that's a perfect example of the Masilas Yesharim variety. I'm not going to keep up with this contrast. I said again, the Chagas Halavos talks about the mind, the heart, the soul. How that can ruin what you do. The Masilas Yesharim is even in actions, it could lead to actions which are not so good. But here's a beautiful example, I think, that all these shiurim, and you could listen to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of shiurim online, kol haloshen, tape, MP3, download, CDs, Eish HaTorah, tape library, you could, everything. And what's happened, my opinion, is that people are always listening and they're never thinking about what they're hearing. You never have time to you never internalize it, and you just keep hearing things, and you can hear two pieces of Torah that are both beautiful and they happen to contradict each other, but you don't care. You're listening and you're feeling great and it's wonderful. Yes, it's better than listening to rock and roll music. It is. I guess it's better. Well, it depends which rock and roll music, I guess. I wouldn't say it's better than the Beatles or Simon and Garfunkel. I wouldn't say that. Let's not get carried away. But it has you could ruin it. It's like, happens to be a good example. You can ruin it because then you just keep listening and you never think. So you never implement anything you're listening to. It doesn't really mean anything to you. And it just becomes a good vort. You know, I heard a good vort today. And what you heard is something life-changing, life-transforming. But it became just a good vort because we're overloaded. Anyway, every good thing has the means to ruin it. And therefore I have to warn you how good things, the danger that lies in good things, what you have to watch out for, not a danger inherently, what you have to watch out for. And that's what I'll be doing now, he says, till the end of Perikei, and I'm finished with Averos, and now I'll be talking about mitzvahs, and how you have to be careful not to ruin them. Umisha omar alofane hapagoyim, and someone who connects, who understands the ways of these bad things, hamafsidim es hamasim, again, the extols knowledge. I'll make you aware of it, so you'll be on the lookout, and the red flag will go up. Yuchal adas lizor mehem. Then you can start working on avoiding it. But if you're oblivious to it, if you hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, and I don't want to hear such things. It's just so then you won't be able to be nizher from them. Umisha lo yeda ki yamatov levado. Right, we don't do this with our kids, and that's a different class. Someone who only knows from good and has never taught the bad will not be able to escape the bad. The Chavis HaMavah says. Now that doesn't always apply in every situation. I'm not saying you should expose your kids to every degenerate thing in the world, but listen. But he says the sentence, and the Chavis HaMavah is talking. If you're never exposed to what's bad, you don't know what to watch out from, and you can fall into a trap. And he now says that it's a double-edged sword, and it brings a raya from a Gemara which way to go. The double-edged sword, obviously, is that I'm exposing the people I'm teaching to bad things. And they may say, hey, that's geschmack. I never thought of that before. Let me try some of that. Yeah, they may say, hey, I never realized that I can get covered out of doing a mitzvah. Let me try that. That's the danger in exposing this. The upside is that you know what to watch out for. So he says it's not. So first he makes the statement, if you only know the good, lo yimolet lo mimenu davar, you won't be able to escape the bid of that good, the trap that's there. Hapagom hamasigim also, because it's good. And in a larger sense, if you're only exposed to good, so you're not ready to fortify yourself against evil. With teachers, Talmidim, Lindu Harat Chila. Learn the bad stuff first. Don't, right? Sur Meirah first. Teach what's bad. Teach what the problems that there are. Teach people how to avoid problems. And Va'achakach Lindu Hatovi Asuhu. Kamoshamar Akosov and Yirmiyahu. Niru Lochem Nir. Niru is to plow and get rid of the thorns, get rid of the junk in the field. Baltizru elakotsiv, don't go planting things in a field that's full of garbage, that's full of thorns, that won't grow properly. Clear things out first. Learn how to not look for kavod. Learn how to not be a balgaiva. Learn how to do things lishma. And then you'll advance to doing things and you'll be doing them the right way. And then he brings down a Gemara with this conflict. And I guess that's his raya, that he's chosen, why he's chosen the way he chose. And the Gemara has cases of how people could fool people. In business, you could weight down the measure, and you could put lead, you could drill a hole in the measuring stick, and it presses down much more than a usual measuring stick would press down. And there's like a blot of Gemara and Bava Metzia detailing various tricks that tricksters do, that dishonest people do. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you know, I have this conflict. When it comes to fooling people through weights and measures. And the Gemara, as I said, has a whole litany of tricks that dishonest people play. He said, you know, please excuse the expression, but this is how the Gemara says, damned if I do and damned if I don't. Oili im Omar, oili im lo Omar. So next time you want to say what I just said, you can say the Lashon HaGemara. So you'll sound frum. You can memorize this. Oili im Omar, oili im Omar, oili im lo Omar. I don't know what to do. Im Omar, if I teach people what's out there, Shem Yumadu Haramoim, the bad people will say, I never thought of that before, let me try that, that sounds like a great trick, let me do that. And, hey, and again, if you teach dangers, let's say of the internet, and you teach dangers and reading kind of books, and you talk about evil, so some people who are listening to you will say, I never knew that. Let me try that. That sounds like fun. That sounds like something very geschmack. So you're running that risk. On the other hand, Imlo Omar, if I don't talk about it, so the tricksters are going to do the tricks anyway. And they'll think that people are oblivious to what they're doing, and they'll keep fooling people because I'm not teaching people what to watch out for. Imlo Omar Shemiyomur Haramom Ein Tamidei Chachomim Bekiyim B'Maaseh Yodeinu. They don't know what we're doing. And some learn that he means also if they would know, then they would also be tricksters. And the only reason they're big tzaddikim is because they don't know how gishmak this is. They don't know how you can fool people. But if they would know how to fool people, they wouldn't be such big tzaddikim. And in other words, they're naive, which, just to extrapolate to our society, that's what's said about certain groups, that they think they're tzaddikim and they're naive, and if they would realize what's out there, they would also be nichshal, and they would also be doing things that you're not supposed to do, and they just close themselves up in their society, and they're holier than thou, but they don't really understand, they don't understand the pull of these things. But if they, so you if you talk about it, you say, I understand quite well, I've just chosen to be poreish from it, and don't think I'm so naive, and don't think and only you understand, and I understand quite well. You're looking at me, so to speak, after the choice. I know what's out there, and I've chosen to guard myself from it, and I'm not naive at all. So what do you do? And the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan had this conflict, and he would say, Oilim Omar, Oilim Lo Omar, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And his maskana was Va'omru Achar Kach. At the end of the Gemara it says, the Gemara asks, Nu, what do you do? Omra, lo omra. Don't keep us in suspense. Tell us what happened. The Omru, and the Gemara says, Omra, he did teach it, because you just learned a lot of it. Obviously, he decided to teach it. Umehai kra Omra, and it's not an easy call, and he learned it out from a pasuk. He learned out from a pasuk, Ki yisharim darkei Hashem, Tzadikim yelchubam uposhim yikoshlubam. You have a responsibility to teach Darkei Hashem. You have a responsibility to teach what's right and what's wrong, what's a mountain to climb and what's a pitfall to avoid. And maybe people who heart is not in the right place will take advantage and will learn things, and they didn't know that before, and there'll be nichshal in it. And that's their problem, not yours. That's their problem. They have to overcome it, but you're running a much bigger risk if you don't teach it, because you have to warn people what to watch out for. So people, the good people will be on guard and use your teaching about the evil that's out there, the garbage that's out there, to avoid it, to make gedorim, how to guard themselves against falling into those traps. Uposhim yikoshlubam. Yeah. The people who are poshim, they're already poshim. They don't really need you to teach them how to do averus. Maybe that's the rationale of the solution. They're poshim. So tzadikim yelchubam, uposhim yikoshlubam. Yikoshlubam means, listen to what the words are. You're teaching darkei Hashem. Ki yisharim darkei Hashem. The poshim will fall. The poshim will be nichshal. The derech Hashem is yoshar. The Derech Hashem is clean, is straightforward. This is good, this is evil, this is bad, this is detrimental to your spiritual health. This is positive, this is negative behavior, this is positive behavior. But Poshim will be nichshal in the Yesharim Darkei Hashem. Listen to what the Pasuk is saying. Yesharim Darkei Hashem, Uposhim Yikoshlu Bom. Bom means in it. In what? In the Darkei Hashem that I just taught. Yes, the poshim will be nichshal, and that's their problem. It should not stop you. This is Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, we're talking about Amora. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan. The first door of Amoron. Some say he had the legal status of a Tana as well. So you're talking about a major conflict. You're not talking about, you know, something someone thought of. Islam. You're talking about Rabbi Yochanan was in a quandary. He understood the quandary. So the Chaim HaLodes though says, okay, there's a psak. I now know that I am going to teach people how to do bad with mitzvahs, how to use mitzvahs for one-upsmanship, and someone's going to say, hey, I never realized you can do that. How to use mitzvahs for kavod, and say, hey, I never knew you can do that, etc., etc., but too bad. If they want to do that, they're going to do it, and that's all. It's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to it's more important to teach so that the good people will learn, and it won't sneak by them, and they won't fall into a mikshol. They'll know what to avoid, they'll understand what's out there, and they'll take the steps to prevent it. That's the maskana according to Chayvus Halvavus. That's what he learned from the Gemara. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I don't feel that this is not the time to have a sweeping generalization of anything. There are all sorts of yeshivas out there. There's all sorts of people, all sorts of things, and now's not the time to. I'm not going to discuss the educational system now. There's all sorts of yeshivas out there, and some they have different shittos. He says what he says. Tzadikim yelchu bamo poshim yikashlu bam. You don't have to say maybe. He says what he says, and he said it.
I'm saying that for a mature adult,
you can make. Yeah, right. That's always possible. He says, okay, you do that with mature adults. You don't do that with impressionable teenagers. Someone can say that. So again, everything has twists and turns, and that's why you need either a rab or an experienced mechanech, and you need someone to be making these decisions. This is why a regular person, quote unquote, can't really run a school, because there are hundreds, tens and hundreds of decisions that you're always making, and there's a pitfall. You can't just be from, you know, you can't just be from. Sometimes from, that's what will Sosishara, Mishkal HaChasidus. Sometimes from kite, blind from kite leads to bigger problems, right? Because we all know if you're too heavy, so you chase people away. On the other hand, you can't present Judaism light and say that I want to make sure that everybody can be frum and it's no sweat and it's gishmak. Sometimes it's not gishmak. Sometimes you have to conquer your Yetzirah. Sometimes you have to lose out when everyone's seemingly having a good time. Sometimes you look like you're losing out big time because you turned down a job, because you didn't feel it was an appropriate workplace, and you turned down a school that you could have gotten into because you didn't like the way they taught certain things. And it's a big, big, big nisayon. And, you know, again, we can't... that's life. Life is full of nisayonos. Anyway, from here till the end of the perek, we're going to learn the bed that lurks in mitzvahs. And he's teaching it so that we should be on the lookout from it. And now he starts. V'omar, and I will say... And now he, like, introduces... Because he says, till now I talked about not having emunah, and, you know, the less subtle, and I talked about averos, and I talked about less subtle averos, and like the really heavy stuff. Everything that we've talked about in this shara up till now, mimasha mesapek oso hayetzer al ha'odam, that the yetzer, remember, tries to make you besafek, but maybe not, how do you know, but maybe this, but maybe that, and right, it's an easy way out. He's not forcing you to come up with an intellectual position. You just have to say, but maybe not, but maybe not, but maybe not. How do you know? And lo yuchal esapik also bam. And then what the Yetzirah tries to do next is that he tries to prove to you fallacious reasoning, whether it's being in Torah Nashemayim or Emuna or Ashgacha Pratis, and he has all these intellectual arguments. Yedaber imo aleihem biderech hatayna v'hamofes levatel olov amitil sov, to be mevatel, to negate the reality of Hashem, of basic yesodos and Emuna. And he says, but we're past that now. Shatamod al bitulo, you've won those wars, the chalishus ra'yosav, and the weakness of his arguments. These are all things we've learned already. V'lo yucha lamod l'negdecha, and he can't win anymore by saying, by weakening your resolve to do mitzvahs. V'lo levatel, and he can't negate mashiyadato, what you've figured out. He's talking about a person on a quite high madrega. He's talking about a person that has thought about things and is already like holding, I understand Torah, I'm acquainted with, I'm convinced of the reality of Torah, of Maimon Har Sinai, of Hashem, of the Mesorah. I'm there. Mashiyadato amitoso, he can't shake you from your knowledge of amitoso ubiruro, meshekodam lonu bishar hazeh, what we talked about up till now. Yoshuv, he will turn now lefatoscha, to entice you in another in another way, in a whole nother mahalach. Ulatoscha benafshecha, and he'll have you making the wrong cheshbainus, and he'll go now on to present various, I think there's a total of 12 mistakes in levavos that you can make when you're doing a mitzvah. The first one will be that he will confuse you, and it'll bring down Mamore Chazal and Psukim, and his goal is that you should do mitzvahs and do what you're supposed to do in order to find favor in the eyes of people. That people should like you, that people should think highly of you. And you can make that sound very frum. Like I can make a presentation, and he'll bring all the Mamore Chazal that the Yetzer Hara will use to show that you have to be Mosei Chen by any people, and they have to hold of you, and it's Kavod HaBrios, and it's a Kiddush Hashem. And what he's doing, meanwhile, very insidiously, is making sure, or trying to get you to do the mitzvahs for the wrong reasons, for the reasons of social acceptance. And we're guilty of this more than we would care to admit. If we imagine sometimes that we're away on vacation, and nobody's watching us, and how careful we are about certain mitzvahs, we may be surprised at what we find. So he says, V'yomalacha, he will say to you, ah, kama ani sameach, I am so happy for you. You're such a frum, fine person. V'nyonecha al emunoscha hatova, you mamish knocked off that evil yetzahara. You got rid of him. Right? The Yetzer Hara talking. I am so proud of you. You just knocked him away. V'lipcha ha-shalem le'lokim. Like, whoa, you are shalem. U'kvaregata mimalos ha-chesed mashlo higiei lov zulasecha. I don't know if there's another person like you in the world. You are like really, really good. Yashikoyach. Mamash yashikoyach. Look what you have withstood. V'yesh bo yoser midai. Now, so you've paid your debt to Hashem because you've overcome all of these nisyonos and you've really reached the high madregan of Avodas Elokim because you've overcome all of these nisyonos and you're still firm and faithful and you're very firm and you keep everything. Like, so that's, you paid your debt to Hashem. Now you have to think of your influence. That's how he'll put it. You have to think of how you influence other people. You're okay with Hashem. Hashem is very pleased with you, proud of you, and you've done what you're supposed to, and like you're squared away with Hashem. Now you have to, you're living with people. People are learning from you. They look at you a certain way, and you have to make sure that they like what they see, because you're good, and you want them to emulate you. You paid your debt to Hashem, so to speak, and now you have to pay your debt to society. You have to be a role model. You have to have people be like you. And, it matters. If people don't like you, you're not going to get anywhere. You want to teach. You want to become a Rebbe. You want to get a job in a yeshiva. You want to become a madricha. You want to become a teacher. You want give classes, shiurim, you have to act a certain way. Look how people are looking at you. And, so you want to get hired, and if you don't, you have to make sure that someone that looks into you and your hanhoga will want to hire you. Right? We're learning Shayichar HaMaisa, that the only person you should care about if they like you or not is Hashem. This is the Yetzer Hara talking. You realize that you can't do it on your own. No one's gonna come tonight, say there, if people don't like you, right? Because they're gonna shrug off what you have to say. So you have to make sure first of all that people like you. Then they'll be ready to hear your musar. But if they don't like you, this is brilliant. Chavis brilliant. He's brilliant. Ukvarnis baralanu, and we know Chazal tell us ki beretzosam olscha. If you're motzei chen b'nei people, tia tefartecha. You're chashem, a person of society. People hold of you. They look up to you. Ubiskatsum alach, but if people have kindness to you and they look down on you and they say the things that you're doing is a chil Hashem, and how could you? Yechesroncha, that's not good. You'll never get anywhere. You'll never accomplish anything. Alkein, therefore, I got to tell you, hishtadel bameh sheyafik ritzonam. Focus on finding favor in the eyes of people. Cross a little thin line there. Changes the sentence. Make sure that people hold of you. V'timtzachem beinayim. And it's a beferish mission in Pirkei Avos. Kamo shomer rov asenu zechonam levracha. Kol sheruach habrios nocheimenu. This is the Yetzer Hara talking, by the way. He knows this mission in Avos very well. Kol sheruach habrios nocheimenu. Ruach hamokom nocheimenu. So that comes first. You have to make sure that there's ruach habrios nocheimenu. No one should have tainus to you. No one should be upset with you. No one should be angry with you. No one should think you're overly frum. No one should think badly of you. People should smile when they think of you, and that's wonderful, and you're supposed to. And then you'll be able to influence them, and you'll know that ruach hamokom nocheimenu. Hashem olav, you answer him back. And I'm going to teach you what to answer. When you hear these things, says the Chavis HaBavos, I'm going to feed you your answer. Learn these lines. Umayoli behisratzos el cholosh kamoni. Like, what do I care if people hold of me or not? They're only people, so I'm also a person. So if I can't accomplish things myself, then no one is going to be able to help me, because they're the same nebs as I am. And if I can't accomplish things, so then 0 + 0 = 0. So he's also only a bus of a dumb, and he's also only a person, and maybe people want to thwart what he's doing, just like they want to thwart what I'm doing. So, like, mehechitesi, no one can help me and no one can hurt me. Right? This is Shar Bitochon talk. Asher ein biyacholto lahoili v'lo lahazik. My success or failure and what I try to accomplish in life is not dependent on people. Not dependent on people. Chas v'shalom. Stop worrying so much about what people are going to say. There's very nogeya yeshivas which convince themselves, or not yeshivas, the girls' schools convince themselves very easily that they need funds and they can't teach certain things, or they can't take certain positions because the funding will stop, and if the funding stops, Klal Yisrael will be worse off than if they did this. But if they close up shop because they don't have funding, right? Talk to administrators of yeshivas or Beis Yaakovs or any school. There's a very easy trap to fall into, that you have to make sure that you appeal to the people out there who give you money, or else you're going to have to close up totally. People are not going to come. The shul's not going to have members if you XYZ, and then you'll have to close up totally. Isn't that worse? Right? What's the point? I'm going to enlist the aid of someone who's the same neb as I am. Ultimately, my success is not going to come because that person's helping me. And I'm not going to fail because that person is in opposition to me. It's wrong. It's a wrong hashkafa. Forget people. Meaning he's just a boss of a don. He's just a person. Just like you're just a person. Guess what? Even if you'd be right, maybe. And I should have people like me. But then I have to have everyone like me. And I can't make everybody like me. So if you're right that it's important to have people like me, I have to now pander to everybody. Because I don't know the guy that could ruin me. So, Eich Ucha L'Ratzos Kol B'nei Dori. I can't make everybody. The Chazal is a funny guy. He says, Vein B'yacholti L'Ratzos B'nei Beisi. My family doesn't even like me. I can't get my wife to like me. And you want me to focus on having people like me? He says, my family doesn't like me. Koshkein Zulosom. So forget, I'm going to work on other people? He says, and anyway, if I'm going to be afraid that a person's going to ruin my life, then I have to make everybody happy. And we all know you can make everybody happy, right? But you have a Beferish Mishnah in Avos. He says, listen how the Chavis HaBavos tells us to learn Pshat in that Mishnah in Avos. Amazing Pshat. He says the Yetzihara says that the pshat in the Mishnah is, if you see someone that people like him, you can rest assured that Hashem likes him. Wrong pshat. The Mishnah is telling you, if you see someone that people like, it's a raya that Hashem likes him, because Hashem makes people like you. If you do things that are pleasing to Hashem, and Hashem is pleased with you, right? Beretzos Hashem darkei ish gam oivav yashlim imo. Hashem will make people look at you a certain way. Maybe they won't like you, but they'll have a grudging respect for you. And they won't stand in your way, and they'll help you, because they'll respect you. Don't worry about Hashem. Hashem will work things out. But that's what the Mishnah in Avos is saying, says the Chayyus al Avos. Umasha zocharta midiver rabboseinu zechonam levrocha b'inyan hazeh, eino mechayev lehishtadel b'meshichas ratzon kalabrios. The upshoot of the Mishnah is not, so therefore make sure that people like you and hold of you. Avol hu kamo shomer echad hachachamim mitzava osu levno, b'ni, hafokas ratzon kalabrios eino b'yacholtecha. You can't make everybody like you. Forget it. You make sure Hashem likes you, and Hashem will work out that the people that you need, so to speak, to help you along, they're going to like you. Hashem will send the people you need in your life to respect you, to help you, to give you what you need. They're all shluchim from Hashem. No one can hurt you or harm you. You make sure Hashem likes you. Hashem will, and even like the person you would expect the most that people would have kindness to, and they would look at him a certain way, you know, ends up Hashem makes that people respect him, and they say, oh, he's a man of principle. You know, I don't care for his principles, but I respect him as a man of principles. Kamosha Kosov, and he quotes that pasuk in Mishlei, Beretzos Hashem darkei ish gam oivav yashlim ito. So v'chein kol mi shabrios miktona bat gedola modim u'mishabchem. Also, if you see someone that people like, v'rotzim es masov, raya hi. It's a raya that Hashem likes him. Not if people like you, then Hashem will like you. That's not what the Mishnah is saying. Kol shemok ruach habrios nochei menu, ruach hamokam nochei menu. That if people like you, that then Hashem will like you. But if you see someone that's Ruach HaBrios Nochei Menu, it's a raya that Ruach HaMokom Nochei Menu. So when you read the Mishnah that way, and I ask you, so what's your focus in life? That Hashem should like you. And if Hashem likes you, he's going to maneuver that the right people like you, and that the people that don't like you can't harm you, and who cares what they say. And if you need someone to give you a donation of $1 million, so the guy that, there's going to be someone with $1 million out there that likes you and is going to give you $1 million. Hashem will maneuver that. Because anyway, it's up to Hashem. It's not up to people. People can't harm you. People can't help you. It's all the channels through which Hashem functions. Raya hi, it's a raya. If people like you, ki hakel yizborach zora lo ava, planted the seeds of love, of respect, belibos b'nei odom, the sum lo shemto v'alashonam. And this happens all the time, because you see people that do things, and like two people are acting the same way, and one person, people like, yeah, he's nuts, the guy's out of his mind, yeah. And then someone else, they say, you know, he's talk a good person, he's talk a, you know, he has a man of principle, of integrity. The ze ena bori osa osa lasonov, for who liraya barura gadola. If people like you, because it's really impossible to have people like you. As I said, my family doesn't like me. How would people like me? So it's Hashem. It's a nace from Hashem that people like you. For who the raya brua gdola l'tzos haborios. It's a raya that you're doing things that are finding favor in the eyes of Hashem. So Hashem is maneuvering that the right people will help you along in life. You have to focus on Hashem. Avol shi'i adam chosid, but that a person should be mishtadel v'toreach, that people should hold of him. And that's what he focuses on, that people should hold of you in your avodas Elokim. Ein zemi minhage hachasidim. That's ridiculous. That's wrong. You're going the wrong way in life. Alkein hizor mizeh. So this is pitui number one of the Yetzirah, that to talking to a person who's ready to do mitzvahs is make sure that people hold of you. Vadomalo mi pituyei hayetzir lacha. Ki hu mishtadel, he's trying L'hadrichecha b'zeh, and the next thing you know, you're in slippery slope, and the next thing you know, the big donor is doing something wrong, you found out he's dishonest in business, and you don't want to say anything to him, because... Or there's someone doing something wrong, and you don't want to say anything, because you don't want to make waves, and people are not going to hold of you if you talk sharply against XYZ, and don't make waves, and you know, kosher makom, kosher ruach habrios, nochei menu, and all these maimor chazal. Don't fall into that.